Hey, this is Leo for actualize.org, and today I want to talk about the number one reason why you're probably not succeeding or getting the kind of results that you want in your life. So, what is this reason? Well, the reason is very simple. You're not taking enough action. You need to take more action. And what's really bad about this problem is that not only are you not taking enough action, your brain is tricking you into thinking that you are. So you don't even realize what's going on here. So let's talk about how this works. You have to make sure that you take action on whatever it is that you're studying or researching or trying to get in place in your life. There's this tendency just to do a lot of mental masturbation about it. You're going to read some books, you're going to watch some seminars, you're going to talk to some friends about it, you're going to journal about it, you're going to do everything but the thing that you need to be doing to get the results that you actually want. And in the end, the action trumps everything else. You can do all that other stuff, and I think that's awesome. I think it's great to talk to a coach about what you want to do. I think it's great to journal about what you want to do and visualize it, do all the exercises. I love doing that stuff. I think that stuff is important. But there's also this tendency to get sidetracked by that and to fall into this mind frame that doing that kind of stuff, doing the pre-planning phases, doing the thinking is enough by itself. And what happens is you get so drawn into that, you invest too much time in the theory and not enough time in the actual practice and actually going out there and putting the steps in place to make whatever it is that you want to come about actually come about. And this is very tricky because you have a tendency to go into the theory and not do the action, when the action is what brings you the results. And then what ends up happening is you start wondering and you start doubting yourself and you start telling yourself, well, this planning doesn't work. I keep rehashing this stuff. I keep reading material. I get more information and none of it seems to work for me. It's all a bunch of marketing bullshit. None of it really helps. And I seem to be stuck and frustrated with where I'm at right now. Now, there are a few examples of this, and I want to really go through a couple of examples to make sure that you're being strict on yourself with your follow-through. If you're not following through, then you really have no right to expect results. So the trick here is to make sure that you actually are following through. For example, let's say you've gone on a diet and you want to lose some weight. And you're going on a diet and you're going to the gym. Those are the two ways that you've decided to lose your weight. Well, let's get very real about it. If you've been trying this before, if you've been trying it in the past, or you're trying it right now, and maybe you say you've been on it for a week or two, ask yourself, is the action there? And is the action consistent? When I'm talking about action, it needs to be consistent action, especially in something like losing weight. So for example, if you really ask yourself, you started your new diet, you're starting your new gym regimen, well, how many days in a row have you stuck to it? Interesting, right? What's the answer? Have you stuck to it for 5 days in a row, 10 days in a row, 20 days in a row? And if you haven't stuck with it for 30 days consistently, what kind of result could you expect other than what you've got right now? And that's basically the way that you were, the status quo. If you're going to the gym, let's say you need to be going to the gym 5 days a week and you're missing one day every other day, what kind of results could you expect? This sounds very simple and it seems kind of like, duh, yeah, if you're missing days going to the gym, then you shouldn't be getting results. But your mind tricks you, see? Your mind tells you that, well, you know, I've really made this commitment to be going to the gym now and I made this commitment to be eating healthier. But yeah, you know, I still go out Friday nights and knock back a few drinks, and I still have those ice creams once in a while, and I still go into the pantry late at night and grab some chips, and maybe twice a week I'm too lazy and I'm too tired and I don't go to the gym. But you know, and then you're complaining that your diet doesn't work and that you're not losing weight. You know, somehow I just can't lose this weight. Yeah, no shit, you can't lose the weight, because the action is not there and it's not consistent. You're not being disciplined with yourself about the action that you're taking. How about if you're trying to quit a bad habit? Let's say you're trying to quit smoking. Well, my question for you is, if you're trying to quit smoking or you have in the past and it hasn't worked for you and you're frustrated about it, my simple question is, how consistently have you kicked smoking? So how many days, if you're kicking smoking right now, how many days have you actually not smoked consistent? 5 days, 10 days, 20 days? If you couldn't make it through 30 days of consistently not smoking, then how the hell can you expect any result other than the status quo, which is what you've always had? All right? If you're popping a smoke every other day, then you're not going to quit smoking. It's just as simple as that. You're not following through on the action. No matter how many seminars you listen to, no matter if you're taking, if you have the patch on, or if you're taking gum or whatever, or you're talking to your therapist about it, none of that matters if you're not actually stopping to smoke for a consistent period of time and following through with it. What else? What about, let's say you're reading a book and you've been struggling with finishing the books that you've been starting. And there are some books that you want to read, but you're down on yourself now because it hasn't been coming through for you. Well, my question is, get real with yourself. How many times during the day do you actually sit down and read? And for how long, how many hours? Do you sit down once a day and read for 1 hour? And do you do that consistently? Are you doing it every single day? Have you done that for, let's say, 2 weeks? Or 3 weeks or 4 weeks? If you haven't done that, how can you expect to finish a book? Do you think that just because you're thinking about a book and your friends are talking about a book and you talk to them about it and you hear about it on TV and you've journaled about it and you visualize yourself reading a book and you've talked to a coach about reading a book, that the book is gonna get read without you actually having to read the damn thing? Well, if you make a consistent habit of it for a couple of weeks, you're gonna find that that book gets read, and if you don't, it never will. What else? How about completing a project? Let's say you have some project that you're working on. Maybe at work, maybe you work for yourself, whatever it might be. Maybe it's remodeling the house, or maybe it's building your website, or maybe it's writing a book, any of those. If you haven't been doing that consistently for at least 30 days working on that project, every day for 30 days, maybe you take the weekends off, and you've been working at it a substantial number of hours every day, like at least 2, maybe 3, maybe 4, maybe 5 hours every day for 30 days, what can you expect but an unfinished project? So if you're frustrated that your projects aren't being completed, maybe it's because you're not planning them correctly. Maybe it's because you don't have enough information about how to start that business or complete that website. Maybe, but most likely the reason that you're failing is simply because you're not sitting down and putting in the time on a consistent basis. What else? How about integrating self-help advice? This is a huge one. It's been a really huge block for me. Maybe you go into the store, you buy a self-help book. Maybe you've listened to some CDs and some seminars, and you got some excellent information from that. Maybe there's a little gold nugget that somebody told you, and now you, when you're reading it, you feel like, yeah, this will really improve my life if I apply it. And then a few weeks pass, and you do this again and again and again over the years. You read something, a few weeks pass, you kind of play around with it, and then you never really integrate it into yourself. You never feel like it's a part of you. And then years later, it's just like as though you haven't even read those books. You got very little from them. You know just about them, but you haven't really made it a part of who you are. Well, in that case, it's pretty simple. Ask yourself, are you actually following through and integrating the advice? Are you reading the book multiple times? Are you actually going and doing the exercises that the book promotes? Let's say we're talking about law of attraction. This is kind of a popular one, and I've toyed with this one myself. Let's say you read something about law of attraction. And law of attraction sounds great when you read about it, right? You're thinking positively, you're thinking constructively, you're not thinking about the stuff you don't want, you're thinking about the stuff that you do want. And when you read that, in the moment you're like, yeah, this is a really awesome concept. This will really improve my life in so many areas. This can improve my relationships, this can improve my business, this can improve my health, everything. And I'm gonna feel better about myself. So you know what, I'm gonna go do this law of attraction thing. Then what ends up happening is you're so excited about it, you talk to your friends about it, you read the book, you listen to the seminars, you spend money on it, and then for a few days you go out and you actually apply a bit of the law of attraction. And you actually start thinking, you start to shift your mind and you start exerting some willpower and some conscious control over your thoughts, and you start thinking about all the positive, constructive stuff that you want. You start thinking about the stuff you do want rather than the stuff that you don't want. And for a few days, you notice that you're feeling good. You're feeling like there's something to this law of attraction stuff. But then you get knocked off track, and you get disenchanted with the whole thing. And it's like, law of attraction, yeah, it sounds great on paper, but it doesn't really work. Well, why does it really not work? Let me ask you, have you followed up with consistent action on this, or have you just done some mental masturbation about it? Very, very big difference, and your mind is going to trick you into thinking that you have taken action when you haven't. The way to test yourself is, well, with the law of attraction, have you actually applied law of attraction for, let's say, 2 to 4 weeks in your life, consistently? Like, I mean, for 4 weeks, you don't have any thoughts about the stuff you don't like in your life or the stuff that you don't want. You are only thinking about the stuff that you want for 4 weeks. That's freaking hard to do, let me tell you. I've tried this. This is very challenging. So unless you've really struggled with this and gone through that process, you're going to know if you went through it or not. And if you didn't go through it, if you just toyed around with it for a day or two and maybe read a book and then talked with your friends around it and then forgot about it, well, what can you really expect from that kind of action, that kind of inconsistent action, than what you've gotten, which is, again, the status quo, what you've got. So if you're going to take inconsistent action, then I can predict your results. Your results are going to be exactly what you've gotten so far in your life. So if you're happy with that, by all means, do what you have been doing. And if you're not happy with it, then you need to start taking action, and that action needs to be serious. That action needs to be consistent above everything else. So this is, of course, why there's this common notion out there that self-help doesn't work. And by no means am I here to tout the benefits of self-help with rosy colored glasses on. I mean, I've been on this side of the fence for years, and I'm still there. I've still struggled with this a lot. Like, by no means is law of attraction something that I've integrated in my habits, in my habitual way of being. And that is something that I still need to work on. But my point about the self-help is that there's this common notion out there that the self-help doesn't work. And I think that's total BS. It does work. You just need to apply yourself consistently. I think the trick is that a lot of the self-help industry preys upon the fact that people are eager to jump on something, but then it's very hard for them to follow through. And the self-help industry, I think where it becomes unethical is when it really plays into that. Like, if someone is selling you some seminar tapes or some books, and they're offering you a quick fix solution, they're saying that this is gonna be a band-aid, it's really easy and all this, and that it can be done quickly and effortlessly and give you massive results. Well, I think that if you've done enough self-help that you realize that it takes a lot of discipline to do it well, then you have to be methodical about it. You have to be kind of slow, you have to be deliberate, and you don't want to be buying into the hype of it, even though a lot of those products are presented with that kind of hypey marketing, a lot of them are actually really good, like Tony Robbins and stuff. On some level, it's like super, super gimmicky markety. But on the other hand, it's really solid stuff. Like, if you actually go through his material and apply it, it's going to lead to some amazing results. The problem is that 99% of people don't do that. They just buy the book, they flip through it, they read a couple things because of what they heard about Tony Robbins, or because of what they saw on TV about it, or because of the promises that were made on the front cover of the book or the program, and they're excited about it, but then they don't have the sustainability to actually carry it through with consistent action. And this is also why, for example, motivational speakers are sometimes disparaged, because I've had this experience myself too, is you go to a motivational speech and you get riled up, the guy excites you and you're ready to get back to work and kick ass, or you're ready to improve your relationships or get fit or whatever that might be, and then the next week all that stuff fades off and nothing in your life has changed. And after that happens to you a couple times, you naturally just tend to get disillusioned and jaded, of course, because you don't see the results from it. You keep going to these motivational speeches, they just get you riled up, hyped up, and then nothing happens. Well, what can you really expect from a motivational speech if you don't follow up with consistent action? So think about that. Think about that. If you're frustrated by these things, if you're frustrated by where you are in life and you're kind of struggling and not getting the results that you want, maybe you go up, then you go down, you're in this yo-yo, then think about how consistent your action is. In fact, I want to propose a new rule. And this new rule states that you have no right to complain about lack of results, and you have no right to be frustrated about lack of results unless you have a proven track record of consistent action. And the best way I found of doing this is actually getting a piece of paper, making just like a grid on it, making a grid on a piece of paper, putting the days of the week on it, Sunday through Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and all the way to Friday, Saturday, make a grid, like a calendar pretty much, and start checking it off every time you do the thing that you need to do. So if it's about losing weight, check off, put an X through that day in the grid where you actually went to the gym. And then the next day, put another X. And if you miss it, don't put anything or just write missed. And all of a sudden, you do that for a month and you're gonna see what you have really been taking action on and what you thought you were taking action on. So while you might think that whole month you've been doing good on your fitness and following through, what you might see is this Swiss cheese looking grid where you have a few days to the gym, a few days off, a few days to the gym, a few days off, and there you are. Now, the gym is a pretty obvious case where this can be used. With the gym, it's so noticeable when you don't take action that you tend to have a good sense of when you're not following through there. But there are more subtle things for which this is really powerful. For example, with following through on something like integrating law of attraction. Go through every day you do law of attraction, put an X through that day. And every day that you forget about it or you do it half-assed, don't put an X through it. And then after a few weeks, take a look at it and see, do I have a consistent string of X's? Do I have consistent action, in other words? And if I don't, well, that's the reason that you're not getting your result. So this can be really effective. I do it with gym. I do this with anything that I really want to integrate into my life and any kind of change that I want to make and that I'm really serious about, is you got to track the consistency of your action. Now, why is this important? Why is consistency important? Well, this kind of brings me back to classic Aristotle quote, which says that you are what you repeatedly do. And excellence is ultimately just a habit. It's not a one-time thing. You don't just do a thing once and all of a sudden you own it and it's yours and that is now really part of who you are. Who you are is ultimately simply the collection of everything that you do every second of the day. That's who you are. There's no who. There's no magical, ethereal who there. It's just what you're doing. And if you want to have the identity and you want to be the person that's fit and that's healthy and that's going to the gym, there's no other way to do that than to do that as frequently as possible. If you're doing it every day, then you're someone who goes to the gym. And quite simply, if you stop doing it, then you're not, no matter how much you've done that in the past. So if you've gone to the gym for years in the past and today you decide to stop and not go for some reason, you're the kind of person that doesn't go to the gym. And as soon as you start going, you'll immediately become the kind of person that's going to the gym. So we don't need to do a lot of mental masturbation around it. You're either doing it or you're not. Makes it really simple and black and white. This is why you're not getting the results that you want. Trust me on this. There's a tendency to really deceive yourself, which is why it's helpful to use this kind of chart or some sort of objective metric that will tell you if you're actually following through. Because otherwise, you'll tend to give yourself the benefit of the doubt and you're like, yeah, you know, I did a good workout yesterday, when in fact, you half-assed it. Or like, yeah, I ate pretty clean yesterday, but I also ate a quart of ice cream. Like that kind of stuff. It just kind of creeps in there and you're not disciplined enough to really enforce it. So that's it. That's my little spiel about why you're not getting the results you think you should be getting. Take a look at your life. Take a look at all the areas where you're struggling, you're not happy, and analyze how much consistent action you've taken. I think you'll find that if you're struggling, you'll notice that the action has been very inconsistent. And the answer and the solution to all that is to start taking consistent, massive action and holding yourself accountable for it.